Boom. All right, good evening, all you cartoon addicts out there, and get ready to dive into another thrilling episode of the Cartoon Rewind Podcast. It's not just your ordinary Cartoon Rewind Podcast. It's not about toys. It is not about cartoons, but guess what? It is all about the PSAs. And Rolly, what does PSA stand for, buddy?
Please send assistance.
Exactly. It does not stand for public service announcement. It does not. So that's today's special episode. By the way, I'm the host with the most. I am Frank. And of course, joining me as always are my partners in crime, the Fred and the Barney of the show. You know, we got
who's
the
Fred?
One and only Rolly who's and Fred? The encyclopedia of all cartoons. We got Fred? Gemini himself.
Who's Fred?
I'm going to let you two figure out who's Fred and who's Barney. I'm gonna let you
figure
that out.
Between me and Dwayne?
Yes. Oh, you're Fred.
Yeah. I mean, no. Dwayne is Fred. He's a taller guy. I'm the shorter guy. Makes sense.
All right. So last week's episode, who was Batman? Who was Robin?
You were Batman.
Well, I'm Batman. I was Batman.
I was Nightwing.
So at least you guys are playing well with that. So that's good.
Yes.
That's good.
Yeah, and I just noticed. I'm noticing what you're doing now with your greetings. I get it.
All right. So now, before we get into today's episode, do us a favor. Remember to smash that subscribe button. You got to drop us a comment and throw us a like our way. You can catch us on YouTube, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever your podcast cravings will take you. Now, also, come check us out on Instagram and TikTok. Because we drop a lot of great cartoon clips out there. Oh, and of course, the number one thing that we need to remind you of is you got to check out our new home. Rolly, why don't you tell our fans a little bit more of what I'm talking about?
Yes, I'll be happy to. So we're happy to announce that the Cartoon Rewind Podcast's new home is thecartoonrewind.com. CartoonRewind.com, you'll be able to find past episodes of all your favorite podcasts in the whole wide world, which is the one you're listening to now. Plus, now...
Oh, Rolly, hold on. Can you stop real quick? Because I have to go on eBay and buy some toys that are really expensive. You're missing. Give me 1 second. Hold on, buddy.
No. You don't have to go.
No.
Just go to CartoonRewind.com.
Oh, my God, I did not know that. Thank you for sharing
that. You're welcome. It is the new home to get your best collectibles. All right, we have a wide selection of collectibles plus new toys just for you, Frank, and our listeners.
Nice.
Yes. And our listeners, if you – no, I'm not going to give you guys a secret code. Maybe the next week's episode. You guys listen next week. I'll give you guys a code to get a 15% off discount. Yeah. For all our listeners.
And I use that 15% discount on the exclusive San Diego Comic-Con Once a Man Cobra Commander?
Hell no. That's, you know how hard it was for us to get that? That's blood, sweat, and tears. I had to go straight to Hasbro and be like, bro, you're doing my boy Frank here wrong.
Exactly.
He needs one.
Only fought for us.
Yes. And he only took that and $600. Boom. We're good. But yes, CartoonRewind.com, guys. Check it out. Hopefully you like it. Hopefully we have something for everyone. It's my little pride and joy. Thanks to the support of these two on this podcast and all you listeners out there. So thank you.
Yes. All right. So Rolly, what is today's episode all about, my brother?
So this week's episode, and might be extended to two because we found a lot of material, is dedicated straight to PSA, so public service announcements. And for you young people, you may have no idea what that is, but back in the 80s and 90s and previously, but mainly, obviously we were only around for the 80s and 90s.
Some of us were around for the 70s.
You know, well, that's just Frank. A little bit of Dwayne. We already discussed this, and I'm in my 30s, so I'm not there yet.
What a lie.
So, guys, listen. It's serious. So, TV felt that they had to teach us things that our parents couldn't do because our parents are too busy living their lives. So TV was our parents, and they had to tell us. So that's why they came up with this perfect public service announcement. And obviously, we've seen some on this podcast. We've seen a few G.I. Joes that have it. He-Man has have it. I came across one that just triggered. I'm like, this is a really messed up PSA, and we should do. And I thought it'd be a good topic to come across.
And that's gonna be part two. That's gonna be in part two.
Yep. Well, we'll try to see if we can get it in part one. Let's see. But yes, yeah. And it could be part one, but be part two. Who knows?
Yeah, we'll see
just
how
stay
it
around
goes.
And listening.
We'll see how we feel.
Yes.
How we feel.
I feel like we could get started with the first one. This is in no particular order. So let's see here. So the plan is I'm going to share with you guys the podcast. Sorry, the podcast. Wow. The PSA. And let's review it and let's talk about it.
All right.
We're going to start off a strong one with He-Man. This is labeled He-Man, Touching and Molestation Awareness. So it's already a great title.
Already, yes.
Yes.
I want to talk to you about something that's very personal. Your body.
Remember, it's your body and no one should touch
Put
you in a way
on,
that
buddy.
You feel is wrong.
Talking to
anybody who tries it. It's not that easy, Orko. It's hard for a young person to admit that he or she has been touched in a bad way.
If you've been touched that way, don't be ashamed. Tell someone you trust, like your parents, your doctor, your teacher, or
what if it's your parents?
Or your minister or rabbi.
Right, Orko?
Yes.
Right on!
Okay, so first of all...
Most of the time, it is a parent, most of the time, which is sad.
Yeah, so the first problem that I have here is it's a guy in his underwear with no shirt on.
Yes.
With large muscles aggressively pointing at me saying, you better talk to somebody. So now I don't want to talk to anybody.
Exactly. Now, here's what I would love to see. Here's what I would love to see. I would love to see a PSA of Oracle beating the shit up onto somebody. Just beating them up. You know what I mean? And then, but it's just not just beating him up, right? He comes out with this deep voice. He starts rolling up his sleeves. And then She-Ra notices that Oracle's got more freaking muscles than He-Man. And she goes the whole, damn. See, that's what I would love to see.
Well,
that's what I would love to see.
I mean, you remember that She-Ra's He-Man.
About
sister.
To say, that's her brother.
Oh, are they?
They're twin.
He-Man. Yeah, She-Ra. Yeah, they're twin.
Boy, I tell you.
Where?
She can still say, damn, you got bigger muscles than my brother. What's up?
Yeah, but that's not how you
make it. That sounds awkward.
No, I did that's not. Bad. I did not because I forgot that they were brothers and sisters. You know what I mean? Because
your show,
man. That's your show.
Yeah. But you know, the people in the South are cool with that.
So what happened?
The people in the South are cool, like
Georgia,
Alabama.
They're fine with that. Yeah,
they're cool.
That's up there by like where D lives and shit.
Please stop offending our possible fan base.
that's where D lives. That's why he's in black. He's just in the shadows. He doesn't come out, and he doesn't want people to know he's on the podcast.
Exactly. I need.
I don't blame you, buddy. I don't blame you.
D has a good point though. Everybody he mentioned, your teacher, your parents, your teacher, your priest, those are all the people who used to molest people. I mean,
yeah, especially back then, bro. You know what I mean?
Now, I don't feel comfortable talking to my doctor. I don't think I would have been. I don't feel people you trust. I don't trust my doctor. We'll be honest. Never did. But yeah,
I trust my doctor. That's why I like my doctor. I trust my doctor, but I still wouldn't share that with anybody.
My doctor's the first one to molest me. He wanted to do freaking a prostate exam. He's like, hey, you know, you're getting up there in age. Time for that prostate exam. I'm like, I'm good. Because now, come on, let's do it. No. And then when he did it, the weird thing, though. Here's the weird thing when I get the prostate exam. You know when he put his hand on my shoulder, right? And then he put a second hand. So I'm wondering, where's the finger?
What an ass.
If you're watching this on YouTube, you can see Frank's face change as he's processing everything.
What an ass.
You can see his face just process. He's like, huh? I don't get it. His head. And then his face.
Just
like,
a second, but I got it.
All right.
See, all mine right, just right. grabs me by the back of the hair and just does this.
Oh, so
is that normal? TMI.
Not for me, though, since I don't have hair. So that's probably why I got two hands on each shoulder. All right. So our next PSA, which is one of my personal favorite, is from G.I. Joe. So we have a couple G.I. Joes, which is one of my favorite. This was called, this is a Roblox special. It's called Don't Give Strangers Your Address, which is funny because kids, anybody born in after a caller ID, before, just to explain it, I need to put this up. Before caller ID, when you picked up your phone, you had no idea who was calling.
No idea.
So it was like a lot of times I remember my parents, my mom telling me, okay, don't tell, number one, don't tell people you're home alone.
Yeah.
So apparently that was a problem.
Yes.
And number two, never give up your address.
Never tell them where you live.
Yes. The other thing that pissed me off. The other thing that pissed me off is when I was a kid, they used to confuse me for a girl. Like, hello, Mrs. I'm like, no, I'm a boy. Oh, sorry.
Once a boy, I am.
I was a boy once. All right. So let's see this PSA about
don't give strangers your address, kids.
And hopefully he's rhyming, because if he doesn't rhyme, I'll be pissed.
No, Roblox has to rhyme, man.
Thank you.
Is your mom there?
No, I'm home alone.
Well, you won a prize. What's your address?
42 Oak Street.
Hey, Roblox, some stranger's bringing me a prize.
A stranger, huh? All he wanted to bring you was trouble. Remember, never tell anyone you're home alone, and never give anyone your address.
I'll say Mom can't come to the phone.
Smart thinking.
Now I know.
Yes, you mad.
Knowing is half the battle. G.I.
Joe. What happened?
I guess you're mad.
Yep. Because there ain't no rhyming. Ain't no rhyming this timing.
And bro, that freaking guy took off once he saw that big black dude. And those muscles, he was like, I'm out of here.
And Roblox saying, that guy didn't want to bring you no prize. He wanted to bring you his penis. That's what he said. All he wanted to do was touch your butthole.
That's all he wanted to do.
Sorry. All these PSAs remind me of the Different Strokes episode with the kid, the guy with the bike shop.
I remember that one.
And he molested Arnold's best friend, but whatever. That's another episode.
Mm-hmm.
So, question for the audience: has this ever happened to you? Did you ever get a call from someone asking for your address or asking if you're home alone?
Please send us an email. Let us know if you got a soliciting phone call.
Yes. Which also brings me to another random topic. Did you guys ever call those the 1-900 numbers to meet? Like,
you mean the 976 numbers?
I don't remember the exact number, but apparently you memorized the phone number.
Yeah.
Those were adult ones, right?
Yes.
Well, no. There's two types. The one I'm talking about is the chat. We used to chat with random
976
people.
Oh, the party line. The party line.
Yes, the party line. Yes. Yes.
No, I never did, because my dad would kill me if.
Oh,
if
man.
Watch my bill. Don't tell me you did it.
Well, not with mine. I had a friend of mine. He would do it. We did the little three-way, and I would like, hello, yes, my name is Sandy.
Hello.
Hello there. Yes, I did that a few times. But okay, I digress. So, yes, hit us up for those listening.
All right, Mrs. Doubtfire.
Yes. Help's on the way, dude. So yes, if you ever get solicited by a strange man and a voice, number one, check for your mailbox for your AARP card.
Yes.
And number two, share a line, share the story with us.
Please do.
Yes.
No, but I do remember the party line, and I also remember the 976 numbers. I remember those. Yeah. Hi, my name is Stacy. Do you want to party tonight?
Yes. I remember those, especially you fell asleep, you wake up like at 2 o'clock in the morning to that commercial.
Yep, and it's there.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it's you waking up to that commercial, like, hey, oh, mm-hmm. You're home.
That one or some gospel. Or something gospel, or of course, which
wait,
they don't do anymore.
What?
The American flag. What? Remember the American flag?
Oh well, yes, I remember. Well, I was gonna say, are you trying to say gospel?
Gospel, yes. What did I say?
Wait, Dwayne, you gonna let that slide three times? You said it three times, Dwayne.
What did I say, Dwayne?
You're saying gospel.
It's gospel.
Okay, whatever. But you gospel. Remember the flag one, right?
You can't say it, but you can't say gospel because you're white and you go to the gospel. Catholic Church. Okay, never mind. Let's skip this word. Yeah. I remember that. No, I don't remember gospel. I remember waking either those commercials or the CD, those infomercials. Like,
yep. Take away.
Like,
but wait, there's more.
One, but yes, always do it. There's more. But no, also those music ones. Like, we got the 100. Best soft rock music or R&B listeners in 17 CDs for 17 CDs
for the low
for
$39.99.
Yes, so I get that one. But yes, I remember that's how you knew you were. It was really late when you wake up and you wake up to a national anthem, mm-hmm. and then you get static.
Yes.
Can you mean, damn, we're
yes,
old.
Folks.
We remember
yeah.
when TV.
Yes, little kids.
I guess you're not in your 30s, Broly, like you say you are.
No, 38. I said I was 38.
Once upon a time, TV used to go off.
Yes. For like 4 hours.
I thought it was
six. It did.
But yeah.
It did.
I thought it was six.
Could be six. It could be six. I mean, what? It was like 2 o'clock, 1 o'clock in the morning?
I don't remember what time it went off, but I know it did. It went off the air right after that flag.
Yes, man. And you had to sit there. Mm-hmm. No? Many of them salute it?
You have to show the respect, man.
Thank you. All right. Let's go to the next one. So the next one is Shipwreck.
Wow, which ties in perfect with the American flag.
Taking something that isn't yours? Are you trying to say something about
the
American
flag? He's a sailor, man. He's a sailor.
Oh, I thought you were talking about how we invaded other countries and taken over.
No,
or
no.
Plight of the American Indian.
Oh, I remember the Indian crying.
Oh, we got that one. We got that one. All
right, so what's this one? Taking something that isn't yours.
Five feet of discount.
I like how you change the subject. Yes, let's see. I hate a Shipwreck's voice, by the way.
Stealing. I'll ask for permission later.
Looks like you're asking for trouble now.
Shipwreck!
How would you like it if someone took your bike?
I wouldn't.
And if you get caught?
I definitely
is that Shipwreck's kid?
Remember,
no.
Taking something that isn't yours just isn't right.
Now I know.
And knowing is half the battle.
G.I. Joe!
This one should be near and dear to Frankie's heart because he's always talking about how he went into the store and just five friend to discount everything. So Frankie should take over this one.
Yes. Apparently,
I did not stay past the credits for the PSA, so I must have missed this one. I must have missed this one.
I'm assuming he missed this particular PSAs, which, by the way, I used to always stay for PSAs. I always started to stay for PSAs. And so I didn't learn from this. This is a PSA I didn't take seriously.
I did not either.
The only thing I learned from this PSA is don't get caught, and the kid got caught. That's his fault.
And see, here's what I learned from this PSA, that Shipwreck is the quagmire of the Joes, because that kid who stole the bike, if you look at him, that's his freaking kid, man.
His nephew.
Let me see.
That's his freaking cut.
Nephew.
I mean, just imagine the conversation starter, right? I believe I knew your mother's son. How long has it been? 13, 14 years? I mean,
I was probably on short leave at that time.
Thank you. That looks like freaking Shipwreck, man.
It would have been great if they had the same voice.
You do realize it's a cartoon, right? You realize it's a cartoon, right?
What happened?
It's a cartoon.
Yeah.
Yes, so it's we are aware.
Okay.
By the way, also, I'm very uncomfortable by the...
With the shirt open?
With how low his shirt is unbuttoned.
Yeah, but
it's like unbutton.
That's because he's always after Lady J, bro, and Scarlet after, and CoverGirl, man. So
yeah,
I'll
say
he's
after, CoverGirl.
Man, yeah, because Scarlet,
off, bro.
He's not stupid. Scarlet belongs to Duke. That's a superior officer.
And Lady J was Flint.
Also,
no,
superior.
He'll still officer. Do it. He'll still do it. He don't care.
Nah.
He's that type. You can just see
so,
it.
So for our listeners out there in podcast world, a shipwreck's a shirt is buttoned underneath his belt. So from his butt up, it's just unbuttoned straight as all chest. And he's standing in front of two boys with a stupid parrot on the shoulder.
Yep.
Give him a lecture. Now, if this was filmed today, you'll have a kid saying, oh, well, I feel very threatened by your shirt and your extra masculinity that you're trying to push on me. And Shipwreck would be the one getting in trouble here.
Exactly. The kids will turn it around and make it a PSA about that.
Yes. About how military people push their masculinity onto the general public.
As if it was now.
But yes,
That was now.
Thank God they don't have PSAs now. But yes, I never saw this PSA. There's a new one for me. Let's see. All right, so now we're switching tracks to some Transformer ones.
Ooh, nice.
Yes. So let's see what we got here. Some Transformers.
I'm running away from home. My parents are mean. Where will you go? I'm not sure, but I'll show them.
Go back over.
That's right.
It's choppy?
Yeah. Okay. All right, here I go again. Ready? And 3, 2.
Parents are mean.
Fuck your parents.
I'm not sure, but I'll show them.
That's right. You'll show them how mean you can be.
Bumblebee.
Isn't it better to try to solve problems instead of running away from them?
Maybe I could try talking to my parents again.
Yeah, tell them how you feel. And remember, running away
leads nowhere. Now I know.
And knowing is half the battle.
What? They stole G.I. Joe's
running
line?
Away leads to prostitution.
Of course.
I like how first of all, I wish every problem was this simple to fix. It's like, isn't it something better you could do? You know, you're right. I should go ahead and take care of my issues and my mental trauma and my abusive dad. I should talk to him. Maybe he'll stop smacking me around.
Yes,
maybe he will.
Maybe if I stand up to him, he'll stop doing it.
Yes. Yes. I also like how the rain stopped all of a sudden. As soon as he realized, you know, you're right.
Brighter day.
Rain stopped.
A brighter day.
Subconsciously, subliminally, you know, they took care of that. And also, Bumblebee's a little bitch for eavesdropping because the little two kids were talking to themselves and Bumblebee just shows up and be like,
"Why you call him?"
He's a little like, "Hey, I heard you." And by the way, how does those two humans fit inside a tiny robot? But whatever, I'm not even going.
Exactly.
There. But these two kids were just talking on their own by a tree like every other kid did back in the 80s. And Bumblebee pulls up on a dirt road and be like, "Why you gotta be just a little bitch about shit? Go talk to your dad. Stand up for yourself. Tell him that, you know, talk about your problems."
And you know what's really messed up, Rolly?
What?
That in the comics, I forgot that the number, Bumblebee actually runs away.
So, by the way, why was he running away? Why was the kid running away? Because the parents don't understand him?
They don't like his parents.
That's it.
Shit. I mean, if you don't like your parents, you know how many kids have run away by now?
Lots.
Oh, my God. So many.
I'll run away for myself. All right. See what the next one is. I already see the next one being Streaks. Poor guy finally got something to do.
Who is it?
Nice car.
Oh, you mean Tracks? Borrow it?
No. Tracks. Okay. Sorry. Treeks. Tracks. Which is Streaks? Is there a Streaks?
No.
Am I making this up?
Yes, you are.
Oh, okay. There's not Streaks character?
There's.
Okay, come on, you're thinking.
I hear you thinking.
Yeah.
Sideswipe.
How about the red one? The micro one? There was a red one. There was a Camaro. He was one of the micro ones. They came up with Bumblebee and Cliff Jumper.
Bumble Jumper.
You mean not Gears. You're talking about one of the mini ones, right? The small ones?
Yes. Yeah, it was a red Camaro. Supposedly it was a Camaro, but I don't know. It had big wheels.
I know which one you're talking about.
Yes.
I know which one you're talking about. Cliff Jumper.
Okay, never mind. I guess we just did a freaking Transformers podcast.
I know,
a couple weeks ago.
And it was on there.
Yes,
and I had them.
Yes.
And I had them as a kid.
Of course, because you sold them. You never listened to Shipwreck. All right, we'll get back to it. Don't worry about it. I'll edit this part out.
No, you won't.
Probably not. All right, here we go.
Let's see. Try.
Nice car. Should we borrow it?
No, that's stealing.
Come on, I'll ask for permission later.
What is wrong with these white kids?
It's more like you're asking for trouble now.
Tracks! I figured I wouldn't get caught.
That still wouldn't make it right. Think how you'd feel if someone took your car.
Yeah, pretty lousy.
And if you got caught?
You could end up in jail.
Remember, taking something that isn't yours just isn't right.
It's stealing. Now I know.
And knowing is half the battle.
The Transformers!
Right, first of all, I doubt the kid had a car. He's trying to steal another one.
Okay, so I definitely have an issue with this one. So
what?
Mm-hmm. These kids are obviously living in a Transformer world because he knew that was Trax.
No, apparently he did not. He only knows of the robot mode.
It's obvious that there's this huge Autobot symbol, but you still wanted to steal the car? My personal opinion, that Joker deserves to go to jail. And if that was my son, I would disown him. Because think about this. Think about the conversation, right? The kid's dad to the son. So, Frankie, so wait. Let me get this straight. Autobot Trax, right? The one that sounds like a little snob, right? Busted you trying to steal him, and you didn't notice the obvious Autobot symbol clearly on the hood. Yeah. I would have to take his name away. I can't call him for Frankie anymore, man. I just can't.
Okay, first one, you just outed yourself with your parenting skills. So you're basically saying it's okay to steal. Again, going back, it's okay to steal as long as you don't get caught.
As long as you don't get caught. And be
smart about it. You should have known better. You should have been no better. Yes. Smart about it. Steal something you know you can steal.
Thank you. Not an obvious freaking Autobot, because you see the Autobot symbol. What if it was a Decepticon? You know Decepticon wouldn't be that nice.
This is our PSA. This is a Cartoon Rewinds PSA.
Thank you.
Be smart about what you steal.
Exactly.
Look for a logo.
Make sure that it's going to be worth it. So if you do go to jail, you can say, okay, that was worth it. You know what I mean? Yeah. Come on, man.
And now you know.
And knowing's half the battle.
Yeah. So.
So that's
like
my issue.
I like how you recognize him in robot mode, but then recognize him in car mode.
Thank you.
He didn't care.
Like, you know.
He did not care.
Yeah.
And again, you did see the Autobot symbol on the hood, right?
No, he didn't. On the plate. He didn't. He did not.
Come on, man. How can you miss that?
He didn't.
How can you miss that? He deserves to get caught, man. He deserves to get caught.
By the way, and the Autobot I was thinking about is Wind Charger.
Ah, okay.
Wind Charger. All right, let's see what the next one is. So these are all new. By the way, all these Transformers PSAs are all new for me. I don't remember any PSAs.
Really?
For Transformers.
I remember a few.
I remember most.
What's the next one?
Slow down! I can hardly see!
Don't ride in the black.
Look out, a car!
Riding around in dark clothes.
Are you boys okay?
Red alert! I didn't see ya!
And I couldn't see you. No wonder. You don't have reflectors. They tell drivers where you are.
I see what you mean.
Remember, if you have to ride when it's getting dark, have the right equipment.
And wear bright clothes. Now we know.
And knowing is half the battle.
Yeah, I do.
All right. This is the dumbest. First of all, he's a robot. He should have better vision than what he does. He almost killed those kids. He the kids went to the side. If you notice, the kids went off the side. He went towards that direction. He was he ran them off the road.
But did you notice that Red Alert was driving without headlights? And like you said, almost hit the kids. But yes. Hey, kids, don't ride a bike without reflectors.
Of course not.
Yes, dude, thank you.
Your lights weren't on.
Yes.
Think about it.
Yes. And the kids were, at least they were going the right way. They were on the side of the road.
That is true.
I think Red Alert messed up and now trying to blame the kids.
Of course.
Yeah, he fucked up. He was like, before Prime finds out, let me see if I can, smooth this out a little bit.
Yes, he's like, well, shit, my insurance rates keep on going. For the Autobots, is it insurance? Is it car insurance? Do they get car insurance or life insurance?
Insurance.
Yes. Oh, okay.
Mm. I think he had a little bit too much energy on. You know what I mean?
That's why. Yeah, I agree. But yeah, he went towards them, and you have a good point. His headlight should be on, and he would have seen the kids. He messed up.
Exactly.
That was a big ass puff you took there. Okay. Puff pass, bro. Puff pass. All right, next one.
You gonna wear that sissy thing? It's called a light jacket. Yeah, why? Well,
accident waiting to happen.
No, smart ass. Yeah, see, you deserve that for being smart ass.
I guess you should have worn a life jacket. Accidents can happen, and a life jacket's good protection.
Like seatbelts in the car or a motorcycle helmet.
Now I know.
Annoying is half the battle.
I'm waiting for Frank to complain about his voice.
Oh, you know I cannot stand his voice. Yeah,
that wasn't the original voice. That one sucked.
That was a soft, yes. But towards the end, it got a little close. Towards the end, it got a little. When he was speeding away, he did get a little. So number one, no one wears seatbelts that much.
Everyone wears.
Well, back then, they did not.
Back then, yes, no one put on seatbelts back in the '80s, and you can tell if you don't put on seatbelt now, then you know you were born in the '70s and eighties.
Yep.
Or what was the other one to use? The motorcycle helmet. It's not a law. You don't have to. You don't have to wear a helmet. Sea spray. God, you're so dumb.
You know, man, if I was that other kid, man, I would have done a Nelson once he fell. I would have been like, for being a smart ass.
That's what you get.
You know what I mean? He was a smart ass. You know what I mean? Yes. Yeah, it's a life jacket. Like, duh. I'm like, yeah, bro.
First of all, one thing I would like to point out here is that all these PSAs make fun of one child, and they're basically bullies. These PSAs are bullies. Like, Hey, dumb kid, you're stealing a bike. Hey, dumb ass, you didn't put on your life preserver.
Hey, dumb ass, you didn't check to see if there's an Autobot symbol before you try to steal the car.
Thank you. Hey, dumb ass, you don't reflect on your bike, you stupid child.
Thank you. Even though I'm driving without my lights on, but still, you know what I mean?
No, but I'm an adult. I'm a robot who's 2,000 years old.
Exactly.
I have the right of way. I'm going back to Red Alert. He's a boomer. He's like, you should know better. But sir, you don't have your headlights on.
Who cares?
I fought in wars. I fought in the war. I don't have to put on my headlights.
All right,
you guys
Cup.
Are kids, you don't know what you're talking about. Yes.
Cup is one to fight in the wars, man.
Red Alert fought in wars. That's how he left. He was fighting in a war.
Oh my God.
All right, what's next? We probably have.
Is there another one?
I think there's one more.
Stay with me. I'm on you like glue.
Oh, all right.
Hi, guys. Can I skate with
you?
Nah, you're just a girl.
You're just a girl.
Oh.
You're just a girl.
Oh, Power Glide. You know what he means. He's going to fall in love with her.
Oh, of course he is.
Yeah.
Aren't you jumping to conclusions? Let her tie. You might be surprised.
Okay, but
thanks.
Wow.
Wow, look at that. All right.
Remember, don't judge people till you give them a chance.
Now we know.
And knowing is half the battle.
The Transformers.
It doesn't sound the same. All right. It doesn't sound the same.
So kids, just a FYI. Well, sorry, young people. FYI, back in the 80s, girls couldn't do the same thing that boys did. So.
Correct.
And
that's why.
And they're trying to go back to that right now.
Yes, but it's okay. If you're a Republican, we want you to listen, so it's okay. Not a problem.
Exactly.
Not a big deal. But yes, so again, giant aircraft lands in the middle of a playground. These Autobots need to stick to their own business and just leave it alone. But yes.
And stop being bullies. So,
thank you. And now made those poor kids feel bad.
Yep.
Make them feel whatever bad. They did. Ostracize them.
Thank you. Like, you guys don't know anything. She's a girl. She can do better than you guys.
Her boom.
Exactly.
And boom. Boom. And then they come and take our jobs.
Take my job. Take my job.
They came and took our jobs. I tell you. All right, what's next? I'm gonna share this. This one's for Dwayne here.
Ah, let's see.
By the way, Dwayne said as soon as this was for Dwayne, he said, "Oh God, everybody heard him, right?" He
yes, thought I it was. Did.
There's nothing personal, Dwayne. Hold on, let's see. I haven't seen this one though. Man.
Look, man, best dope you can buy. Try it.
I don't know. Hey, here comes Jessica and the Ghostbusters.
Hey, you guys want to try some dope?
No.
No.
No way.
That's a little kid.
Thanks, Trace. When it comes to the question of drugs, friends or not, the only right answer is no.
Bro, the kid looks like he's high as fuck, man. Or like he's coming down.
He's already had the best dope there is.
Right.
Had the best dope.
My question is, what is dope? Is dope cocaine or dope marijuana?
Yes.
Yes. Yes. What?
Or heroin? It could be heroin.
Any of those.
Well, according to that picture right there, is marijuana.
Uh-huh. Okay. Well. Marijuana is good for people over the age of 21.
I don't know. It's a baggie. I don't know what's in it. It could be mushrooms, man.
And I see something white. And I see something.
No,
white
the bag. It's a bag. It's supposed to be the bag. By the way,
I don't know.
By the way, look at I forget his what's a gorilla's
Tracy.
Name? Dwayne, what's a gorilla's
Tracy.
Name? Okay, look at his face.
Tracy's
he's really
smiling.
He's looking straight at it, and he's got a big smile on his face.
Because you know what?
Bro, he's having memories from back in the day.
You know
bro.
What it is.
We didn't notice it, but when he threw him in the trash can, he kept that baggie for himself.
Yeah, he did.
Get that baggie
How do you
himself.
Think he sees all the furniture at the office that talks and moves? Oh, he's high half the time.
Yeah, that's probably what it is. That's what it. How you just explained. By the way, I just paused it. They put all everybody's mad. So the kid said that dope is bad, right?
Yes.
Only after the adults came in.
Of course.
You guys know this, right? Like, oh man, I don't know. Let me think about. Oh shit! Look at the adults. Dope is bad,
it's
guys.
It's the peer pressure.
Don't do dope.
It's the peer pressure.
The guy got caught. The kid got caught, and he's like, "What? I would never buy this."
No, not me. Not me. I'm good.
Yeah. I always like how they make the drug dealers look meaner. He's got a mohawk and everything.
The earring, the cutoff shirt.
But now, yeah, Frank, you made a good point. Now I know why everybody's seeing all these guys see ghosts. They're probably already high.
Thank you. Every single one of them.
Yes.
And you see the dude with the freaking aviator hat in the back?
Thank you. He thinks he's flying a plane?
You see? Thank you. And you see that thing that's around his neck?
Uh-huh.
Hello?
Thank you. Yes. Oh, that's what it's for? That's what.
Thank you. I'm telling you, man. That's no medallion from the Roman days or whatever. D, I don't know. You jump in, D.
And by the way, I can't remember the girl. I didn't know. I forgot the girl was in this cartoon.
Who?
Yeah, I forgot there was a chick, too. I thought it was just the two dudes and the monkey.
She's a redhead.
Obviously, if it's a girl in the 80s, yeah, she has to be a
redhead. Gotta be a redhead.
But I forgot she was in. She was one again. We only saw episode one. I think I've seen all the cartoons, but it's kind of like all fogged in there because I'd done a lot of dope. Even though we don't know what dope is, I've done a lot of dope.
Nah, I don't know what that is either.
All right, we got two more to finish. We got two more to finish. Well, maybe three. Let me see what we're at. maybe three, but let's see this one. This is what Frank calls the anti-PSA.
Gem is against PSAs because they're promoting the opposite. Watch this.
Let's find out. And by the way, this is Frank's favorite commercial cartoon.
And you got to see the second one too.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, buddy. Look at that.
What is it? Thought you might like a cup of coffee. Hey, that's mighty nice of you. Oh, it's not.
By the way, we call this an Irish coffee, so I don't know what they're talking about.
Really? Just trying to be friendly. Thanks again. That stuff should be working right about.
That was some good shit. I need that.
Look at that.
I need that shit. I need that. Well, that's it. Where's the PSA there?
No. That is a PSA right there.
Hey, what's
your PSA? It's promoting that it's okay to take beverage from a stranger.
It's not.
Dude, the conductor just took something from a stranger, coffee.
And he,
wow, hey, I don't know you. What's up, buddy?
And he passed.
Come here,
and he
have some coffee.
And he passed out. No, it's not good.
No, I know it's not good. That's bad.
But where is it? Where is it where they come in and say, hey, you shouldn't do this?
Oh, they don't. This is just part of the actual clip. I'm just saying that it is the PSA. The anti.
Right. I'm saying there is no PSA.
Yeah, there is none. There is none. It's just promoting the opposite.
Just letting you know, hey, if you do drugs.
It's okay.
Yeah, okay. All right. Yeah. And then
this is the worst one. This one here is the worst one.
Okay.
It's okay to accept rice from a stranger.
Always accept rice from strangers.
Thank you.
What's your hurry?
I have to get to the Gold Dust Casino right away, but I'm lost.
Easy. Go up four blocks and turn right. Nah, man, it's that way. Six blocks and turn left. Four blocks right. Six blocks left.
Oh.
Four right. Six left. Hey, pretty lady, I'll take you to the Gold Dust. Hey, what you heard?
All right, there's so many things unpacked in this one here.
Thank you.
Okay, first of all, she just randomly talks to strangers. So everything we say in every PSA, it's coming up here.
She talks to strangers.
Yeah, she talks to strangers, tells the strangers where she needs to go.
Mm-hmm.
They start arguing. Some random guy goes, who wasn't even there, I don't know how he knew that she needed to get to the Stardust Hotel.
Eh?
Comes in on his motorcycle with no helmet
on.
Dressed like a cowboy with no helmet on, which she probably stole the motorcycle that we learned already not to steal. We learned not to steal. We learned not to tell the addresses. We learned not to get in cars with strangers. And she's like, sure, I'll get in the car with you. He does a willy and drives away.
Yep.
It's a miracle that these women did not get raped. And I hope they never did.
Oh, my God. I hope not. That's the worst.
Yes. That is, yeah. Don't. Okay. So as much as I like Jim, don't listen to anything they say.
Told you.
Yes. Don't listen to anything they say. All right. To finish it off for the evening, we're going to watch the one that made me want to do this special episode. It is called The Munchies. So, Munchies. Yeah, some of you are, if you listen to this at midnight, you probably have the munchies right now. But watch out for the munchies.
So be careful with the munchies.
Yes, I know a few people who are listening to us right now who do get the munchies quite often. So, let's listen to this one, which it's funny as hell.
When you're feeling bored or blue, watch out for the munchies. They find ways of making you munch when you're not hungry.
Here, munch this.
Here, munch that.
Soon you're not just bored, you're fat.
Go on and find stuff to do. Get munching off your mind. Soon you'll see you're feeling great with the munchies left behind.
Watch out for the munchies. Another nutritional message from the ABC Television Network.
The munchies. Right.
Yes, those munchies. By the way, munchies are bullies too. Damn, you're fat. Did you guys hear that? Is that like, damn, you're fat? They've been feeding you, and then all of a sudden, like, damn, you're fat. It's like, it basically, it's like your partner.
Yeah.
They cook for you. They cook for you and everything, and all of a sudden, they'll be like, you're damn, fat. You gained some weight.
Yeah.
Because you.
And then when you don't eat, it's like, come on, you got to eat a little bit more. You're too skinny.
Oh, yes. Yes. So, yeah, I remember I saw this one that triggered so many flashback of all the PSAs, and this is the one that triggered it for me.
This is the one that started it all, buddy.
This is the one that started it all for me. This one, and then my favorite, but it's not PSA, though. You guys remember Conjunction Junction?
Yes.
School of Rock? The School of Rocks. I learned a lot with the School of Rocks.
So did I.
Junction, and my favorite one is how you become a Bill.
Oh, I remember that one.
I did that on one of the Common Sense Party podcast episodes. You can check it out on YouTube.
Yes.
Nice.
Oh, because a lot of your listeners don't know how a bill becomes a law.
Don't.
Yeah. So, all right. That's all we have. I mean, we have a lot more, and there's a lot more out there, and maybe we can put some on our Instagram and TikTok page.
Yeah. I can drop some in there.
Yeah, I got to talk to my social media guru. That's right, with a thumbs up right now. But I think we have so much, though. So we have a big, long list of non-cartoons. So these were all cartoon-related based on the cartoons we used to know. But we have some really messed up ones that are not cartoon-related, and that's going to be part two. That's going to be a second cartoon episode.
A cartoon rewind episode.
Yes.
PSAs. Live action. Yes. Live action.
Yes. All right. Frank the Tank, take us home.
That's it. All right. So that wraps the show up for today. And as usual, from all of us at Cartoon Rewind, a huge thank you for tuning in. Remember to show us some love with a like, hit that subscribe button, and stay connected on YouTube, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast cravings take you. And now, don't forget, you can access us on the CartoonRewind.com. Our dedicated site for it. All right. Don't forget to catch us on Instagram, TikTok for even more cartoon clips. Until next time, my cartoon addicts, stay tuned and peace.
Buy our toys.
None of this is being recorded.
That's okay, buddy. No worries. Relax. And then we can start. Give me a second. Let me fill up my tank.
Yeah, please. Go ahead. Fill up that tank. Frank the Tank.
Frank the Tank. Let's go streaky.
What's this called? The PSA show? Episode?
Yes. PSA. Yep.
Public service
PSAs.
All right, Rolly.
Yeah.
I'm ready.
Ready?
Yep.
All right. I've been recording now for 30 seconds.
And you're such an ass. You're such an ass. Right,
I need something for the blooper. I need something for the blooper reels.
Oh, you son of a bitch. I gotta start looking more. I gotta start paying more attention.